Ki mitzion tetzei Torah udvar Hashem meYerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivi Frankel from Yerushalayim, and today we will be learning about the topic of the bracha in Shmona Esrei, Hashivenu. After asking for clarity in the previous bracha, our next step is to ask Hashem to empower us to return to Him. Let us examine the three sections of this bracha. Tshuva is often translated as repentance. However, its root is actually from the word meaning to return. I remember as a little girl, maybe around second, third grade, we had a teacher who gave us an assignment. She asked us to take out a piece of paper and write our name as big and as boldly as possible. After we'd all done that and we made sure that it was dark and easy to see, our teacher gave us industrial-sized erasers and said, "Now erase your name so that you can't tell that something had been written on the paper." Despite the fact that we had all used pencil, no one was able to completely remove their names from this piece of paper. The point of the exercise was very clear, even to me as a young girl. In Judaism, we talk so often of tshuva, of repentance, of returning to God, that we almost take it for granted that this is the reality of the way the world works. But the truth is, in nature, it's very rare for something to be broken and then be able to be restored to exactly the way that it was before. And this, in essence, is exactly what tshuva is. We can understand the importance of the distinction between repentance and return by looking at the root of another biblical Hebrew word. In Hebrew, while the word kedem means past, the word for progress, moving forward, is hitkadmut. It is not possible to have hitkadmut, to progress, without being connected to the past. The process of tshuva is exactly that, resetting to what once was in order to grow and progress into our best possible selves, a self that has a stronger relationship with Hashem. It is therefore interesting to note that in this bracha we refer to Hashem as both Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King. In asking for help in our tshuva process, we are expressing our desire to relate to God in multiple facets. We are also expressing our desire for help in whichever mode will motivate us best. Is it the love of a parent that will inspire us, or maybe the nobility of a king? Either way, we are open to receiving whatever is best for us in this tshuva process. But the bracha doesn't end here. The next line of the fifth blessing is the request for help with a complete tshuva. What does that mean? According to Rabbi David Aaron in his book Tefillah Training, a complete tshuva is hearing the call of God, facing Him with complete presence, and being ready to respond. Complete tshuva, therefore, is the true meaning of the word responsibility, the ability to make a response. We not only live by the commandments as written in the Torah, but we are also constantly attuned to God's call in every unique situation. When we daven for tshuva shlema, for a complete return, we are asking for help in returning to Hashem with all of who we are, with all of our being. The conclusion of this bracha refers to God as the one who desires tshuva. We are reaffirming that our desire to return to Hashem is actually rooted in His desire for our tshuva. Tshuva is another way for us to express our godliness. It is another way for us to live in response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and mirror His ways. May we merit, through our sincere tefillah, the ability to experience each moment of life as complete tshuva, a truly dynamic connection with our Creator. And during these days of Sfirat HaOmer, when there is a heightened power, an energy unique to this time and this place, may we capitalize on all that there is to be able to have a tshuva shlema, a complete reunification with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for learning together.